the last 2 years I've popped up and sat back down and popped up and I've given you random bits, but I'm very aware that people may not know who I am or what my background is. And that's important in a way, because when you get up here, the words that you bring in should be validated as a person who stands in truth and is bringing you good things, not, oh, it's a bit wishy-washy, and on a Sunday, she's all for God, but the rest of the week, you know, she fades back into line with her friends and her family. I want to assure you who I am. I started off as a little one being taken to church in a very similar sort of church setting, and then you get to teenage years and you get your own opinions and your own life and your own ideas. And I absolutely ran with those. And I enjoyed different activities. All the while I knew God was real and existed, but I absolutely did my own thing. That came to a crashing halt and in my 20s. And I was completely leveled. And at the time, it was the worst thing in the world. However, God's hand was over me and completely rebuilt me from that. And I stand here today knowing that next week my family are going to be in church for my son's dedication. And they will absolutely testify to you that I am a completely different person. And thank God for that. Absolutely, completely different. A couple of years ago, I would have been work motivated and achievement motivated, and I have to do this, and I have to go there, and I have to be this, and I have to succeed. So if you look at my employment CV, it looks like a bowl of spaghetti. And if you want to talk about international telecoms, I can do that. If you want to talk about behaviour management, I can do that. If you want to talk about secondary syllabus, I can do that. However, more importantly, I stand here today telling you, I can tell you something a lot more beneficial, something that will make you, put you in a better light for your life to start opening doors that you never knew were there. And I've had it on my heart for a while to invest in the church and how do I help. But more recently, God's been saying, how close do you want to get to me? How much do you want to see me? And I've said, God, you get hold of my face and you pull it in because I absolutely want to see you. So God's been speaking to me about a year, giving a year to him. And this morning I've got the title, it's Isaiah 61, and it says, the year of the Lord's favour. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. It goes on in detail. If you're bound by anything, it doesn't matter what it is, there's freedom in God. And it really doesn't matter what it is. Tabo was talking about coming to the front and being free. You can be free in your seat, you can be free at the back, you can be free at the front. But whatever it is or however you get there, God is at the centre of that freedom. And whoever it is that brings that to you, accept it. Take it in and grasp it, because I tell you what, try it for a day and tell me you don't like it at the end of the day. Because you won't. I know you won't. I just want to encourage any of you, or all of you, to open up your lives and just to see what it is that God's got for you and how he wants to take you forward. And that's not God take stuff off you. That's God clear the way of all the rubbish and all the bits that are distracting you. Focus you in and take you forward in a completely new, exciting direction that inspires you. You won't be sat in your seat going, yeah, it's okay this. You will be motivated and act upon it. On Friday, we had a prayer session in the boiler room that sparked me, absolutely lit me on fire. And on Sunday, we absolutely nailed that. But in that prayer meeting, there was a little bit of me that was very quiet because I'd had surgery on my hand. And because of an absolute abundance of health issues, it wasn't closing, which was entirely expected. But I prayed in that room that I would be healed and it would be complete. My hand's completely healed. Absolutely. No antibiotics, no additional surgery to close it. It's healed. I've got loads of testimonies like that, but I want you to get your testimonies and I want you to get off the front, which is like, ah, it's this, it's this, it's this. Be excited by it. Open to it. Receive it. Take it out. Tell somebody else and bring them back. What's happened to you? What's going on for you? I absolutely know Adrienne and Mike are being recharged to come back into something that's going to blow their minds. And they're going to go, do you know what? We were worried when we took a step back, but wow, you guys have been amazing. I want them to come back to that. I want them to come back to seats filled. Where are we going to sit? Where's the spot? Because they're filled. Somebody come up.